Welcome back to the Bench Buzz. Hello, Coach Bench. How are we doing?
We're doing okay for a nice, cool, rainy day out there. So it's just nice to be in here.
Absolutely. How are you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing all right.
And then we have a new face, Ashton Oldham. How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. All right. So we had a pretty jam-packed week last week for especially basketball. You had three games last week. Mm-hmm. I think two were tournament games.
All three
were tournament games. Just take us, we'll go one by one. Take us through that first, that Southport game that you guys played. What went right, what went wrong? Just say everything about what your thoughts on it and everything.
Well, the Southport game, we put a lot of pressure on Southport. They weren't able to handle our pressure, so we got a lot of fast break opportunities, and which led to the most points we've had all year, and turned Southport over a lot. And so, successful game. It was a nice win. It was enjoyable to be on the positive side of a 20-some point win. So, good game, and allowed us to move on in the county tourney.
Absolutely. And in that game, you know, you had two really standout performers, I think, in my mind. When they just jumped out to me on the box score. It was Shania Curry and Aubrey Ingram. How crucial... We know how good Shania is. You know how good Shania Curry is. She's amazing. But how important is it to have somebody else that can also put up 17 points alongside her in a game, finally being able to figure out for Aubrey Ingram?
Right. I mean, offensively, it's been a struggle for us this year. So we were able to get some things in transition. So that was good. And, you know, Aubrey's a very good basketball player also. And, you know, we need all the players to contribute, and and it was good to see those two have good games.
Coach, I was on the call for that game, and that was my first girls' game I got to see this year. And how rewarding is it for you're going against a Southport team with McMasters, who was their leading scorer, came into that game averaging 22 points a game. How rewarding was it being able to hold her to limited points in that game?
It was good. I mean, she still had a few points, but, you know, she's a Wayne Township player and a good basketball player. And, you know, she left Wayne and then went to Southport, went to Decatur, back to Southport again. And she's a very good basketball player. And but it was just nice bringing the energy and playing the defense and then being able to finish on the offensive end.
You're starting five in that game. They set the tone early, but it was your bench players like Ava Mann who came into the game, and she had a stellar defensive performance. Same with Shania Curry, who had about four steals in like the opening quarter. How does you, as a coach, how does that make you feel knowing that you have these bench players that can that are able to do that?
Yeah, I mean, and I don't consider them bench players per se. I consider them, you know, basketball players that when they're out there, they're getting an opportunity to play. They may not start, and sometimes, your starting lineup isn't necessarily your best five players, but it's five that you feel like fit together and give you the best opportunity to win. But, you know, I think as we go along, we need everybody to develop and, like, you know, your term was bench players, players that don't start to keep getting better, and that'll allow us to be better as a team.
Yep, and then, you know, you move into the next game, you get a really, really close win. I think it was a two-point win against Roncalli. You know, what was the key to having such a close game go your way in the end as a victory?
Well, the Roncalli game was a different kind of a game. We didn't come out with a lot of energy, and Roncalli played very well at the beginning of the game. We were behind 26-8 at the end of at half. Had only scored 8 points the first half, and, you know, we were in trouble. And I thought we started playing harder in the second quarter but still couldn't score in the second quarter. And we hit a couple shots and just sort of gradually came back into the game. And it was nice to see us be able to finish it off because, you know, that's the type of team we are. We're a scrappy team. We're a team that will go out there and play hard and play defense. And as our offense progresses, it gives us a chance to compete against the better teams. And Roncalli is a good basketball team.
Coach, you went into that game with 12 Marion County titles, 11 of those with BD and one of those with Roncalli. What was your mood going to that game, knowing that you had a coaching stint with that Ron Colley team and you're back with BD?
Well, this is the first year that I really did not coach any of the Ron Colley players. I mean, in the past when we played Ron Colley, it was always difficult because I'd worked with all those players and so forth. And so, you know, we're over 5 years out now. And so, yeah, I may have known him, may have known a sister or something like that that's on the team. And, you know, their head coach was my assistant when I was at Ron Colley. So, you know, it's Ron Colley's a great school, great people and that kind of thing. So, you know, I felt a little bit for them because I'm sure that they were a little disappointed they weren't able to finish us off. But I was very proud of our players. And like you said, you know, when you win that many county championships, each one special in their own unique way. And the county tourney, in my opinion, is the toughest tournament of anywhere because of the quality of teams and how you have to play it. Playing two games during a week on school nights, and then you have to play two games on Saturday. So very, very long week for you, but it was a week that we appreciated. And, you know, at this point, we're just trying to draw upon every experience to improve ourselves.
I could definitely see after that Southport game that the morale was very high after that win, and it carried into that Ron Colley game. And then you go into Saturday knowing that you have to play two games. How are you going to carry that momentum from last week into this week?
Well, yeah, I mean, that will be interesting to see. I mean, that's sort of the thing. You know, if you don't keep improving every day, then you don't have a chance to do great things at the end. So, and we need to get better. It's just that simple. You know, we're not a big team. You know, our shooting percentages aren't the best, but sometimes if you just keep working hard and keep going at it, you can achieve great success. And so that's what we want to do.
You know, you look at the next game, you look at that Franklin Central loss. You know, kind of what were your takeaways? Just at a quick glance, you know, I think I saw four players in double digits that game. You know, what were your thoughts in the game? What do you think went wrong? What are some of the things you thought went right? A lot of your players had really good scoring nights. It looked very balanced scoring wise. A lot of girls in six and seven. So what were your thoughts on it?
Well, Franklin Central is a very good basketball team. Extremely good basketball team. And they're still young. Their best player is a senior, but they're still a young team. But they're an experienced team also. But Franklin Central's had several players injured this year, and so that's why they've had the losses, plus with a tough schedule. And so they really don't have a weak link in their roster. All their players can score, and I thought we did a good job defensively, especially early. And we had some good shots. We just, I don't know whether it being anxious or that just wasn't a good game offensively for us and couldn't score. And, you know, again, we were down at half, and, you know, beginning of second half, we came out with a lot of energy again, then missed two wide-open layups, and then they go down and score, and you could just sort of see that, you know, mentally. So with us, it's emotionally and mentally, we've got to just keep going at teams. And if we ever have that where we get frustrated, we're not going to have the type of success we need to really beat a team like Franklin Central.
Coach, what was the key thing you looked to work on going into that Franklin Central game?
Well, you know, we wanted to defend, and we felt like maybe we could pressure them and get some transition baskets, and Franklin Central did a good job of handling our pressure, and then in the second half, we sort of panicked, and we got beat four or five times where they got easy looks, and we can't give up those kind of looks against any team, let alone a team like Franklin Central. And you got to give them credit also. In the second half, they shot the ball very well. So, for us, defense is a big part of it while our offense improves.
Absolutely. You know, you go into this next game against Zionsville. Like, when you look at this game, do you feel like it's a bounce back, or do you feel like you're trying to carry over some of the things from last week? I think it's a difficult game because you went 2-1 last week, of course, but you had a really tough loss at the end of the week to end off the weekend. But what were your thoughts on it?
Yeah, if we've got to look at each game, whether we win or lose, as a building block for the future. I mean, if you win a game and think, all right, you know, we're getting there. Well, getting there is a whole lot of difference between being there. And so we're not there yet. And like you said, we were able to get two wins, which was huge, and I think helps our confidence some. But then also against a really good basketball team, we made some mistakes and they took advantage of it. And we know there needs to be adjustments at the offensive end. Hopefully we can make those during the week and that they'll pay off for us this Thursday.
All right. Thank you so much, Coach, for stopping in and talking to us today. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Where it began.